Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, go back with me to Genesis. Let me review a little more. Y'all know how we do. Did you bring your notes with you? Can you help me out tonight? In our review? This is called Prosperity Proven. Why do we believe in prosperity? Why do we believe it's God's will for us to prosper? Well, first of all, He just told us. We accept that. But then the Bible is full of very strong reasons why we should believe this. And so we're proving it step by step, building the foundation to believe this strong the rest of our lives in the Bible. And if you're not sure whether you believe this or not, well, you're in a great place tonight.
Amen.
And don't believe a thing, I say, if you can't find it in the Bible.
That's right. Amen.
But if it's in the Bible, then it's not about me and you.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
It's about thus saith the Lord. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
And that is the biggie. We've gone over some points talking about what kind of God do we serve. The Bible says in Malachi 3, He does not change. He never changes. He's the way He's always been. He will always be the way He is. And a couple of His names we looked at that revealed to us His character. We're asking the question, is He a God of lack or little, or a God of abundance and plenty? Is He a God of increase or a God of decrease? And two of His names reveal that He's got to be a God of plenty.
Amen.
El Shaddai.
Yes.
Oh, the bountiful one. The one who's everything you need. The plentiful one. The all-sufficient one. And then we studied, the other one was what? Jehovah Jireh. The Lord who sees ahead and provides.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. On the mountain, you know. Abram said, the Lord will provide. It'll be seen that He will provide. And you know, that's a good statement you can make anytime anything's going on. You got a bunch of bills piled up, or you got something coming due and you don't know where it's going to come from. What can you say?
The Lord
will provide. Yeah. Yeah. But what if He don't? What if it's not His will? We don't even consider that. That is unscriptural. Did you hear me? It'd be like somebody coming down to the altar to get born again, and somebody say, well, what if He doesn't save me? What if I believe on Him and confess Jesus as my Lord and believe that God's raised Him from the dead, but He won't save me? What if? Well, there is no what if. He said He would do it. Right? He said this is His will. Said out loud,
the Lord
will provide. What does that mean? That's why we stand up here all the time. Virtually every offering, you hear me say this, you know, we never run out.
Amen. That's right.
Right?
Amen.
We never run out.
Never.
We never come short.
Right.
We don't lack or want any good thing. Why?
Because
the Lord provides. And He keeps on providing.
Yeah.
Just keeps on, keeps on. Long as we keep believing that, we just going to keep sailing right on down.
Right.
And coming up and coming up. Well, we also begin to talk about what kind of God did the patriarchs know? Some dozen times or so in the Bible, God refers to Himself. And His prophets refer to God as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Have you seen that?
Yes,
Old and New Testament, you find it. God refers to Himself. He calls Himself the God of Abraham. He said, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Well, Abraham's alive. Not in the earth, but he's alive.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
Those who know the Lord never die.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that great to know? How many are saved and you know it?
Yeah.
Then you will never die.
Yeah. Correct. Amen.
You will never die.
Amen.
Never die.
Never.
Now, the Lord didn't promise you that you'd live, you know, for millennia down here in this physical body. Your body's not going to make it for thousands of years, but you will not die.
Amen.
Isn't that good to know?
Yes,
say it again. I will never die.
I will never die.
I will never die.
I will never die.
And Abraham and Isaac and Jacob are very much alive and exceedingly well.
Yeah.
In glory with the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
And the Apostle Paul and James and Moses, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on. We're going to be excited when we meet all these folk. And if we could get them to come visit us tonight in Branson, which they could if the Lord will allow them, but they probably won't. Do you know one reason they probably won't? Well, yeah, they probably wouldn't want to. I mean, you know, the nicest place on earth is like a garbage can beside heaven. There's curse here. There's no curse there. But the Lord, you know, requires us to walk by faith. And so you're not going to see some things because then you'd be walking by sight. But anyway, if they would come and we could ask, you know, Father Abraham, what kind of God did you know? There are millions of Christians on the earth today that don't believe it's God's will for everybody to prosper and be rich. What would you say to that? Are they right? Is it sometimes God's will for us to be broke? Does God teach us through poverty and lack? Sometimes lack is the will of God. What do you think Abraham would say? What kind of God did Abraham know? You got your notes in front of you? He knew a God who blessed him. Amen? We won't go through all of it, but he knew a God who made him rich. What if we asked Isaac? He knew a God who started him off rich and then increased him from there. A God who blessed him 100-fold in 1 year. That's who he knew. Is the God of Abraham and Isaac, has he changed? Or is he the same? Is his will the same for us? As for Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Well, we've been studying the God of Jacob. What kind of God did he know? Well, Jacob kind of had a bumpy start because he was a deceiver. He was a liar and a deceiver. Now, this is interesting, isn't it? Because, you know, Isaac, how smooth his start was. Did you see that? We have no indication that Isaac was a liar and a deceiver. We have indications that he received his daddy's teachings. And he was a tither and a covenant man and remembered the covenant that God had with Abraham. And he started off life rich, rich, rich. Jacob, because of his lying and deceiving, he had to leave home at an early age with nothing but his backpack. Remember that? How many know the way of the transgressor is hard?
Right.
A lot of times things are harder on people than they had to be. But because of their hard head and their deceptive ways, it made it hard on them and rough on them. But here's some good news. Even if you start off a liar and a cheat, you can wind up the blessed of God.
Yes.
Isn't that good to know?
Yes.
Jacob, he wound up blessed of God. He showed up at Uncle Laban's house and found his daughter, Rachel. Actually, it's pronounced Raquel, best I can ascertain. And oh, he thought she was something. And so he worked out a deal to work for Uncle Laban for 7 years to get to marry Raquel. And Uncle Laban pulled the old switcheroo on the wedding night, and he wound up with Leah. And he said, well, you work for me another 7 years and you can have Raquel. Well, he did it. But that wasn't the end of it. The Bible tells us that 10 different times Laban pulled the old switcheroo again and again. Well, you sow deception, you'll reap deception. You sow lying and trickery, you'll reap it. Jacob is reaping, man. Isn't he? Whew, I mean, he's getting burnt and getting burnt and getting burnt. But he changed out there in the heat and cold. Now, one thing you got to realize, we read here in just a few verses how that he came back. He went out there with his backpack, but he came back. In fact, just read it right now. He came back wealthy. Everybody say wealthy.
Wealthy.
Read with me in the 32nd chapter of Genesis. Now, I'm wanting to get to something tonight. Are you believing God with me?
Yes.
In fact, let's just release our faith together before we read this. Father, we thank you for everything you've done for us. Thank you for your word, because this is what our life is built on, being doers of what you say. Bring out everything that you would tonight. Give everybody eyes to see and ears to hear, and grant us to be established, not in the ideas of men, not in traditions of men that are against your word, but in the real truth of your word, to know you as you are and not believe lies, but be in the truth that makes us free. In Jesus' name, amen. In, what did I tell you, Genesis? Genesis 32. We read where he's laying out there on the ground with his little backpack, scared, wondering if he's ever going to see home again, separated from his family and his father's wealth. And the Lord appeared to him in a dream, told him, I'm with you. I'm the God of Abraham, your grandpa, Isaac, your dad. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to give you all this land you're laying on. Encouraged him. And in the 32nd chapter and the 10th verse, 32:10, on his way back, he said, going back home at this point, he said, I'm not worthy of the least of all the mercies and all the truth that you've showed to your servant, talking to the Lord, for with my staff, had a stick, I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands, two whole groups of people and flocks and herds. And you read a little bit later on, and it tells us that when he moved back home, he had so much stuff that he and Esau couldn't live in the same territory. They had too many cows, too many goats, and too many sheep. And he went across with a stick. Can God bless you?
Yes.
Even if you've been a liar and a cheat,
yes,
and a thief,
yes,
and you start out with nothing but a stick, can you change?
Yes.
Is God merciful?
Yes.
Can he make a rich man out of somebody who's willing to change?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The God of Joseph, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R430. That's R430. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.